I'm Kevin Rout, sitting in for Dave Bernstein today. And if you can believe it, today, not only is it Palindrome Day, which everybody seemed to get excited about, that 9-19-19 at 9-19-19 was like a double palindrome. There was a lot of excitement on social media about this. But it's also, I talked to Skip Moore of the Chelan County Auditor's Office, the first day that they're going to start sending ballots out. They're sending all the military ballots out today. We are less than a month, if you can believe it, away from ballots going out into the mail and potentially getting into your mailbox. And so now we get to start talking to the folks that are running for stuff. And we begin today with Sasha Slayman. Good afternoon. What time is it?
It is the afternoon now. Good afternoon.
Sasha is running for Eastmont School Board Position 1 against Cindy Wright, who, if my memory corrects me, which is never the case, she is the current school board member. So you're running against an incumbent.
Yes.
So, Sasha, I don't think we've had an opportunity to have you on our airwaves before. So welcome. And let's let people know a little bit about yourself.
Thanks. Yeah, great to be here. My first time on the radio, so it's exciting.
Is it? Is it exciting or is it nerve-wracking? It depends on...
You know, I can't decide.
Okay.
I can't decide. I think my heart rate's up a little bit. No, it's exciting. So thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. So I'm Sasha. I guess we've covered that. I was born and raised here. I'm a product of both school districts. I went to Eastmont K-9 and I went to Wenatchee and graduated in 05. So... At the time, I was a bit of a traitor to Eastmont, so maybe I'm trying to make up for things now, right? Like, little kid Sasha's like, yeah, Eastmont. So I went to Western Washington University, got my bachelor's there, and I have a master's in international policy from Monterey Institute, and came back and decided that I really wanted to give back to my community that raised me. You know, like I said, I went to both school districts. I love this valley. I love the community that I was raised in. And I really want to be a part of the decisions that are happening at the Eastmont School Board and the Eastmont School District, asking the right questions, making sure that our kids are getting everything that they need, making sure our teachers are supported, making sure that we have safe spaces for our kids to grow up and learn. I had such a great experience at both school districts, and I want to make sure that the kids that we have in the district now are getting that, the kids that we have in the future are getting that, and just kind of protect the good work that our district's doing now. So it's a little bit about me in a nutshell, I guess.
What have you been doing since you went off and found places to get educated? And
I went off, yeah. I was in California for a little while, Arizona for a little while, and most recently in New York City. So I've been in New York for the last 6 or so years, learning what it's like to be an East Coaster.
I did that for 5. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a culture shock.
It's a different place.
It is a different place. Actually, a funny story, when I first came back to Seattle one time after I'd lived there for a couple years, I was in the airport just running people over, just like plowing through people. And then something jogged my memory that, no, we are nice here. Like, you say hi to people and you're nice. And so I'm excited to be back. I loved it there. It's great. If you've never been to New York, it's an amazing place to go visit. But I'm so happy to be home.
That's what I figured out. I lived in Connecticut for 5 years. Great place to visit the East Coast. Not sure I ever want to live there again.
No. No. And we have so much that we can do here, and it's awesome to be back.
So while you were at Western, actually, I found this was kind of cool. You were sort of involved in elective politics as
it were. I sure
was.
I was. I loved it. I was, my sophomore year, I represented our student government, basically. I mean, all students, but I was hired by the student government. And there's one person like that for every one of our state institutions. So I joined a team of 5 at the time. I believe they've actually started incorporating community colleges now, if I'm correct. And we went down for the legislative session in 2006 and 2007, that winter. And we lobbied for our fellow students. So we lobbied for a cap on tuition at the time. We won that. We got a bill signed into law by Chris Gregoire at the time, capping tuition at 7%. We lobbied for child care on campus, all kinds of things. I wrote legislation with lawyers. I didn't write it. Let me not oversell myself. I sat with lawyers and wrote legislation that didn't get passed. At the time, we were also trying to get electronic voter registration. Can you believe that? Now we have it.
But it
was such a big battle then. People were so scared of the internet. It's fascinating. But yeah, so I got my feet wet in what it takes to create law, what it takes to ask for more funding. It's a whole it's a huge process. And that's one of the reasons that I feel really excited and equipped to be on the school board is, you know, we're given money we collect money through taxes, but we're also given money by the state and reallocated, right? And that's the money that the school board gets to play with. But are we going over to Olympia very often and fighting for more of that, making sure the state's reallocating? There's pockets of money everywhere in Olympia. Are we finding that money? Like, we're a pretty tax-rich state. So that's something that I have experience in. And then also after that, the governor at the time appointed me to the Higher Education Coordinating Board. I was the student rep for 2 years. And that was a one-year thing, but they asked me to come back. And we wrote our strategic plan for higher education. So I have experience being on a statewide governing board where we listened to people, we asked a lot of questions, we wanted to make sure that we were doing right by the university students in our state. And that's what I want to do at Eastmont, is ask quality questions, make sure we're digging in. Are we spending money correctly? Are we being fiscally responsible? Are we being accountable to the community? I mean, whether you have kids or not, right, education, you pay into it. And you want these kids to succeed. You want them to be productive members of society when they're done. So are we teaching them how to do that?
What do you see as the biggest issues facing the Eastmont School District? We've been talking a lot about money and that idea, but when you look at sort of what the Eastmont School Board is going to be tackling over the next 4 years, mm-hmm. if you were able to win, what do you think the biggest issues are that you would need to be tackling?
Well, as you know, it's a lot going on transition-wise. They just started doing trimesters. They're going to recalibrate the grades, so there's going to be a lot facing parents and students. Where am I dropping off my kids now? My kids were at this school this year, but they're going to be at this school next year. And that's going to be a challenge. Whether or not we need to hire a new superintendent will be a feat as well. Garn has done such an amazing job. So there's a lot of those logistical challenges, right, that the board will need to be thoughtful and do good work on. But also the biggest challenge that I am seeing after talking to a lot of people and just listening and watching documentaries about education in general that I am interested in and want to learn more about what we're doing is how are we helping our kids who have experienced trauma? Childhood trauma is really important to see young, because when they've grown up, what can we do about that then? So do we have the right resources? Are our teachers having the opportunity to get trained? Do we have enough behavioral specialists in the school district? Do we have funding to have enough behavioral specialists in the district who can handle these kids? Are we putting enough resources into special education? You know, things like that, and making sure all of the kids in the district are getting what they need and being supported and feeling loved and empowered. So
when you decided that you wanted to do this, you go after this position on the school board, I would imagine you picked the position that you picked because that's where you live, and that's right. The district where you live, and so that's the one you have to go.
Yeah.
But was there impetus, like was there concerns in how the current school board was making decisions? Like you wanted to go in there and sort of not really shake things up, but say, okay, look, I maybe disagree, but like maybe you're, or you just saying, look, this is where my heart is, and I want to give back. I guess sort of that motivation back there, was there concerns, or was it just sort of where your heart led you? Or
yeah, it's more, I think, being the only person who's a challenger. Right now in the race, all three seats are being contested, but two of the seats, the gentleman are stepping down, not re-seeking election. It kind of gives that's what people ask me a lot, like, was something wrong? Like, did this person do something wrong? I'm like, no. You know, I moved back and really wanted to get involved. Like you said, it's kind of where my heart led me. My grandma was a elementary school teacher in the district. Education's super important to me. I think it's a huge policy issue that we're time and time again getting wrong and fixing. And but the school board, I think, has done a great job at Eastmont. I think the superintendent has been incredible. So it's not like I'm here being like, let's fix all of these things. And I just want to make sure that we're asking the right questions, really, is what it is, and that we're listening and that we are not just making decisions. I think policy makers like to just make decisions and do things because they think it's right. I want to know from parents, from students, from teachers, what do you need? You know, what are we doing things right in the district? Do you think we're doing things right? You know, and as we face those new logistical challenges that we talked about a second ago, are we doing that well for you? But yeah, so it's more about where my heart led me and wanting to give back and just contributing. I think the community needs to be more involved in education. Like I said earlier, everybody in the community pays into this. Everybody in the community should be involved in it. Whether you have kids or don't have kids, your kids already went through, your kids haven't gone through yet. You know, I think it's important. So,
what has been your experience with the Eastmont School District after having left sort of the area? So, like, you went to Western and graduated, mm-hmm. then went on from there and lived a bunch of different places. So I would imagine when you came back, things were quite different.
Yes.
So sort of what has been your experience in terms of, and what kind of experiences have you had that you think makes you best qualified for it?
Yeah, when I got back and realized that this was something that I wanted to do, I started going to school board meetings. I started talking to former teachers. I sat in on some of their classes to see what being in school is like. You know, I remember when I was a student and people would say, when I was in school, and you're like, yeah, we got it.
You're old. We got
you're
it.
Old. I've only been out of Wenatchee High School for 15 years. And I walked into one of my former teachers' classrooms and I was like, oh, wow, this is different. You know, it's different being a student now. They have completely different needs than we had. And so, yes, a lot has changed. And I've been just trying to listen and learn from people, going to school board meetings, you know, keeping up with that. But yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing.
No, that's. Trust me, I think the best thing to do if you're ever going to run for an office is to go to meetings and find out what that office actually does.
Right. It's like, helpful to know what you're running for. Yeah. No, just talking to a lot of people, reconnecting with my old teachers. We are so, I think, in this valley, we are so blessed with the teachers that we have on both sides of the river. I'm still friends with a lot of my teachers, and a lot of those teachers are the reason that I am the person that I am today, the reason I'm running. Literally and figuratively, I mean, Brent Grothy at Wenatchee High School, for example, taught leadership. He just recently retired. Yeah. Congratulations. he taught me almost everything I know about being a servant leader and leading with your heart and doing the right thing for people. John Magnus, also a Wenatchee teacher, he would get us out in the community. We volunteered at that Rotary Park. We planted trees. We did a lot of stuff with Rotary. You know, those things, those connections that teachers make with their kids are so impactful. This is a crazy story. My seventh grade teacher at Eastmont, he's still teaching, Mr. Carroll, he's a math teacher. I was a little bit behind in school at the time, and math, he spent all summer, this is before we had email or sharing capability online, he spent the entire summer snail mailing me homework. I would do the homework, send it back. He would snail mail me back the corrected. I would do the homework again, send it back. And he got me caught up for eighth grade math, which I think is huge. People talk about teachers being on vacation in the summer. This man gave up his vacation. I mean, he had to be home to do this, right? And that is such a huge impact to me. I was a retail manager, a business manager for the last 10 years of my adult life. I wouldn't have been able to do those percentages if Mr. Carroll didn't teach them to me. So I'm so grateful for all the experiences that I had at both Eastmont and Wenatchee, and I just want to protect that for these kids. So,
well, we're getting close to almost out of time. As you make me feel bad about my college years, where you're out in Olympia and I was on the college rec basketball team or something like that.
Hey, that's fun.
It was fun. It didn't make a big difference in anybody's life, but anyways. All right, so as we kind of get close to wrapping up our time here today, I think now is the time that you can give your pitch. Like, okay, what makes you Sasha Slaim? And by the way, if you look at the ballots, it's going to spell, and you'll probably figure it out, and it's not rocket science, but S-L-E-I-M-A-N. So just so if you see it and go, wait, is that the same person? Yes, it's Sasha Slaim is how you say it. So what makes you, Sasha, the best candidate?
Well, I think that I'm the best candidate because you know, I have a lot of experience under my belt in not only policy, but, you know, advocacy. And I am just so excited to get to know the community again and listen to people and ask the right questions, to make sure that we're providing these amazing resources to our kids, and I think that I can really make an impact if people want to let me try. So, you know, I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, mean that I really want to listen to people. So please, if anybody has, you know, if I didn't hit this on the hit the nail on the head with the concerns that we have in the district, please let me know. Or if you think things are going really great and you want to protect that for your kid, please find me on Facebook, email me. I have a campaign page, Elect Sasha, or yes, electsasha.com, and Sasha Slayman for the Eastmont School Board Position 1 is my Facebook page. So please reach out. I genuinely do actually want to hear from people. So I know people, a lot of people say that, you know, like, let me know. And you're like, cool, I will. I'll let you know. But no, please let me know. Yeah.
Well, it could make for a few awkward school board meetings, I guess, between now and then as you sit there and take notes.
Oh, I'm taking all of the notes. Yeah.
All right, Sasha, thank you so much. And for anybody who maybe just jumped in late or anything like that, we will be posting this on our website, kpq.com. If you want to find any of our past KPQ interviews, just go to kpq.com. On the shows, there's a black menu bar at the top under shows. You'll just click on agenda. And that's where you'll find this sometime a little later this afternoon. Sasha, thank you so much for swinging by today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.